In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Presented by Synovus, the bank of here, and proud supporter of football in the South. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
At least five Alabama players have reportedly tested positive for coronavirus. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Friday, and that was the news that came out late yesterday afternoon. And depending on where you are listening to us, for instance, we're on in Huntsville and Montgomery and Mobile all throughout Alabama. If you're listening to us in Alabama, then you have already gotten like the A&E biography presentation of this. No, you got the Last Dance presentation of this. All right, 10 one-hour specials on news that just broke yesterday. That's how heavily it's been covered. And that is sort of the case around the college football world. See, everything that happens at the University of Alabama when it comes to football, it is a pebble in a pond, you know, and that's not true, for instance, for Marshall, for instance, except in this case, they're basically equal. And I don't know that I've ever said that Marshall and Bama are equal in anything when it comes to college football, but gave you the news on, I believe it was Tuesday, that Marshall had players, two players test positive, and then they immediately went into their own process that Marshall had set up, and the players were recovering. Well, we got the news yesterday that Alabama, it's the second school that I've seen confirm a positive test based on players coming back to campus. Not like the Oklahoma State linebacker who we got the word, you know, went to the protest in Tulsa after the protest tested positive. Didn't say he contracted COVID at the protest. Said he went to the protest after the protest tested positive. He was masked up and he said he did the responsible thing. And I mean, honestly, God bless that young man. He looks in the mirror. He was like, I'm 21 years old. I led a Power 5 team in tackles last year. Bulletproof. I ain't wearing no mask. I ain't got to worry about catching COVID. He was right because he already had it. And he was ready to go run and lift. I'm ready to throw iron around. Why? Because he's 21. And he looks like he looks. And he's been running and lifting and trying to eat right and do everything else until March 13th. So that's different. That's a different story. Two Marshall players returned to campus, didn't go anywhere else, and then tested positive. And we have been getting daily updates from Marshall. First the AD, yesterday their director of environmental health and science, saying that, yeah, our process seems to be working. At Alabama, players started trickling back in. And they're supposed to come in waves. You didn't want all 85 football players and then the scholarship athletes and men's and women's hoops. You didn't want all of them showing up at the same time. You would have had like about 110 people there, just the scholarship athletes. And with so many arriving at the same time, I mean, you get two people coming back to campus, which would make sense. COVID's everywhere. So when you bring back, in this case, like 110, 120 scholarship athletes, guess what? Isn't it kind of unusual when we look at a roster and we go, hey, those two kids played together in Plant City, Florida in high school. Or those two kids both played together in Chatsworth, Georgia. Or those two kids played together in Cleveland, Tennessee. They were high school teammates. That's kind of unusual, isn't it? We always kind of notice that. Okay, that also means that when you bring 85 scholarship players back to a campus, they might be coming from 85 different communities. Even if they went to the same high school, they're coming from 85 different neighborhoods, most likely, and 85 different homes. So, it would only make sense that somebody comes back to campus like those two Marshall kids. Well, Alabama's process was, all right, who wants to come back when? And then you schedule it and you stagger it, and Alabama did their part. Well, this batch of kids coming back on campus, on Tuesday, they were tested. They weren't supposed to work out or socialize until they got the results back. We're testing you on Tuesday. We'll know the results Thursday. Y'all self-isolate. Right on. Well, What is the kid going to do? He's a college kid. You know what most of them are going to do, especially on scholarship at a place like Alabama? They're going to self-isolate. Do you know what some of them are going to do? Some of them are going to say, eh, it's late. I want some Papa John's. Hey, you want to ride with me down to the – and then you're going to go get pizza, and then you're going to infect everybody at the pizza store, the teammate you went in the car with, whatever. That's just kind of being screwy and immature and wanting a pizza at 10:30. That ain't what happened. What happened was in the middle. What happened was they were tested on Tuesday, not going to get the results till Thursday, and it appears that five of the players worked out together. Well, at least five Alabama football players now have reportedly tested positive for coronavirus. What we are about to see now is Alabama's process for treatment, recovery, and then rejoining the team. We're going to remember that Marshall was first. We're going to remember that Alabama was the first in the SEC. Nick Saban ain't going to like that. But we're going to remember that Alabama was first. You know what you don't remember now? You don't remember who was first, second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever, 30th, when it comes to all these coaches who started announcing, you know, I'm taking a pay cut. Same thing's going to happen here. It's quickly going to go from there's one team with a positive test to, oh, there's two now, to it's going to be, you're going to try to remember. Now, didn't we get one from LSU? I can't remember. And just on math, with the broad brush, you're going to go, oh, yeah, we got one at LSU. Oh, who was it? I don't know and I haven't looked, but I know what happened because you're bringing 85 kids from 85 locales. There was also, you know where there also was a positive test? I'm going to tell you in advance. Like 2 weeks from now, do you know what we'll be talking about? There was a positive test at USF or five. Do you know what we'll be talking about a week from now? There was a positive test at Middle Tennessee State. There was a positive test at Furman. There were six positive tests at NC State. There were two at Wake Forest. And those kids are walking around wherever they are right now. And so, you know, I mentioned this a couple of days ago. Actually, I guess it was Tuesday when we got the report from Marshall that Will Muschamp was right. We played a clip coming back from break, Will Muschamp saying, I really think the kids are going to be in better shape here. We played Kirby Smart last Thursday, as a matter of fact. He was the first coach. I think he was the first coach that I heard say, oh, these kids are going to be in way better spots coming back here. And it's true. And not only are they – because if you're walking around with COVID, we already know the numbers. All right? If you're 18 to 22 and you're – if you're 18 to 22, guess what? You get to skip, like, to step 40. I'm back here on step 3. You go to step 40. And we're trying to get through coronavirus, and there's like 100 steps on this path. You go all the way up to 40 because you're 18 to 22 years old. You also aren't diabetic, and almost no college football player is diabetic. There are some. And so you go from 40 up to like 47. You don't smoke tobacco, and so you go up from 47 to 51. Do you see where I'm going here? You want to get to the 100% chance you don't get infected. For me, do you know how I get to my 100% chance? A vaccine comes out. That's it. Do you know how the linebacker at Oklahoma State gets to 100%? He does it, but he may have never known. If we were going with the far end of the other, like the other opinion, don't bring anybody back. Self-isolate until the numbers are zero. If we would have done that, the kid already had coronavirus. He'd have kept it for another 2 months. Maybe spread it to people. Do whatever. Get re-energizing. Giving it some juice. Get found out. So what we are now experiencing, see, like a week ago, this is the cool part. A week ago, we just had like, and there is no reason in the world, me, you, or anybody else, hey, what's going on in Huntington, West Virginia? What, wouldn't we go to like the Mayo Clinic? Like UAB, great med school. Wouldn't we go somewhere like that before we went to hey, the epicenter, ground zero in treatment for coronavirus, Marshall University. We wouldn't have said that. A week ago, Marshall University was just like everybody else. They had something that they had put on paper, and it looked good, and we think we've done a responsible job here. But at some point, what's the phrase? You got to put boots on the beach. You can plan all you want. I think I told a story. One of my colleagues in the industry is also 20 years in the Army, and he's in the reserve, National Guard. And he was telling me when you're out on the battlefield, there's like a, you know, chemical or, you know, gas or whatever, and everybody puts on their gas mask. He's like, you can't go through the rest of the war with your gas mask on. At some point, and they go to the lowest ranked guy, lowest ranking member on the battlefield, yeah, take your gas mask off. If he starts getting sick, all right, everybody, we'll leave our mask on. He's like, got to do it at some point. Can't run around the rest of the war with a gas mask on. Same sort of thing here. It was on paper. We thought it was a good idea. And now at Marshall, we're finding out that so far, now through 6 days, that their process appears to have been well planned and well executed, and it appears to be working. We're about to find that out at the University of Alabama. There are folks who, even though this happened at Marshall first, they never saw that story because they don't pay attention to Marshall. Everybody's going to pay attention to Alabama, and it's good. And it, see, I realize there's equal value there. All we need is to start building our experience base with bringing positive people who test positive to testing negative and then rejoining Gen Pop, whether it's on campus in a workout facility or on a practice field in August or playing against Ole Miss in September, October, or November. That's the goal. It was Marshall. Now it's Marshall and Alabama. A week from now, it's going to be Marshall, Alabama, and 17 other schools. And then by August 1, you're going to have a positive test literally at all 130 teams. If they're all back playing football at that point, you're going to have somebody who tested positive. And I'm believing that it's also going to be somebody who has since tested negative and has rejoined the team.
Need some fresh air? Don't we all? Head to Lanier Islands with 1,500 acres of open land and 26 miles of shoreline. Explore woodland trails, perfect for walking, running, biking, and hiking. And their award-winning 18-hole lakeside golf course is the perfect place to practice your social distancing. You can even stay overnight in a fully equipped two-bedroom lake house with stunning water and woodland views. Plenty of room for the entire family. Learn more right now online. Check out my friends at LanierIslands.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
I owed the IRS $20,000.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay. If you received a letter from the IRS or have not filed your tax returns, don't try to fight the IRS alone.
We couldn't sleep. We owed too much.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is powerful. They can garnish your wages and take your property. Call Good Friend Group Tax Relief Experts. Our agents can help you resolve your tax debt, usually for much less than you owe.
We were being audited. I called and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Call Good Friend Group Tax Relief Experts.
800-308-8292.
Together, we can get the IRS off your back and reduce or eliminate your tax problem once and for all. Call Good Friend Group Tax Relief Experts. Your good friends for tax relief.
800-308-8292. 800-308-8292.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Now back to Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show, presented by Synovus, the bank of here.
Yesterday I took a stand that was not only for me or FSU football, not even for athletes in general. It's for Big George Floyd, black people in general, for our oppression that we've been going through for over 400 years. You know, I want to say shout out to Colin Kaepernick for really being the first athlete I ever saw really take a stand.
Martin Wilson, giant human being that plays defensive tackle for Florida State. I predict that 1 year from now I'll be saying, Martin Wilson, defensive tackle for the New York Giants or Vikings or Jets or somebody. He really good, and he was really put out on Wednesday, I think, when Wednesday afternoon, I guess, The Athletic had put out a piece that Mike Norvell, and we covered this a little bit yesterday, and truly a little bit, about 5 minutes, that he had individual was the word that he shouldn't use, individual, one-on-one, and then the other back and forth, and that didn't happen. They sent out an auto-generated text, and Marvin called him out on it. And he was right too, that the coach was sort of taking credit for being, no, not even sort of. He was taking credit for being more involved than he actually had been. And here's the thing. Here's the flip side of it. That's the reason I took out sort of. I was like, I don't want to sugarcoat it on that end because he did misrepresent what happened. I want to give the praise on the other side. He has come out and said, I'm proud of Marvin. And me speaking personally, I'm impressed. It's just, I mean, in the span of, my gosh, just a few weeks, it's accountability. And so that was Marvin Wilson, and that is a real positive for that program going forward. You want a positive? After being ruled out for the 2020 season by his head coach, by Dabo Swinney, announcing earlier this week that Justin Ross would not play in 2020 and that his overall ability to play football down the road anytime in the future, that's in doubt. Clemson wide receiver Justin Ross says he's going, this is Muhammad Ali language, he's going to shock the world. And that was Ali talking about beating, I believe that was Sonny Liston the first time. And he whooped up on Liston pretty good. And I wasn't alive and I wasn't there, but I know the stories and I watched the fight. And then Sonny took a dive on the second one. But Dabo Swinney told us Tuesday that Justin Ross was going to undergo surgery to correct an issue that he had with a stinger sort of symptom, shoulder, neck area, whatever, back in March. But that it actually, they, while doing the prep for that, an x-ray had revealed a condition that Justin was born with that would potentially mean he had a decision to make whether he was going to keep playing football or not. So he's out for 2020. He's had the procedure. The stinger is, you come back from that, that's not a big deal. And that was the story there, that when it happened in March, right after that practice, hey, coach, Justin left the field. Is he okay? Yeah, he's going to be fine. Little stinger thing. The next day, hey, Justin, he didn't practice, but it's the stinger. Yeah, it's the stinger. It's fine. And every couple of weeks, checking in, whether it was on the air, texting somebody off the air, whatever, it's like, how's that stinger? Stinger's fine. Well, it wasn't the stinger. It was, again, the condition that he was born with, a congenital spinal issue. So Justin Ross had a couple of days to think about this, went to Twitter, which the most interesting conversations over the past week or so, hey, I saw on Twitter, ain't nothing in my life ever been easy. That's not true. I watched that kid play high school football. That was easy. This here ain't nothing but a small hump on the road that's going to make the story better. I appreciate all the prayers and support. I'm going to shock the world. 100%, God got me. 100% free. All right. So that's what I'm hoping as well. Remember, this is a kid that Dabo's made a habit in a couple of different ways in recruiting. He has gotten the number. Now, the kids don't always stay because sometimes they get to Clemson or any other program that's backlogged with four-star and five-star kids. And they go, wait a minute, everybody's big as I am and as fast as I am and can run, you know, whatever. But he got the number one rated corner out of Georgia for three straight years. I think he got the number one player out of Florida, any position. I think the number one player out of Florida either two or three straight years. He did it. He's done it in Alabama, maybe not consecutively, but I think two or three times. Dabo recruits Alabama pretty well, and that's where Justin Ross is from. He was the number one kid in Alabama coming out of high school in 2018, and he's a stud. There's just no getting around it. I've told you that you've got one of the more difficult positions to make a transition at from Fridays to Saturdays and then Saturdays to Sundays because college corners are so incredibly talented versus high school. It's the same thing in the NFL. Justin Ross, he made the adjustment. Kid's got like 20 touchdowns in two seasons. So he is projected, if healthy, would have been the first, second, third overall, wide receiver taken next April. He says his story has not been written.
It's your Progressive Insider.
The delays top this week's Progressive Insider. It's official. The Batman and the Many Saints of Newark, a film prequel to The Sopranos, won't make it to theaters until 2021. The eagerly awaited superhero film was set to come out next summer, but has been pushed back till fall of 2021. Another anticipated movie, The Many Saints of Newark, which tells the story of the early life of mobster Tony Soprano, has been delayed from this coming fall until next spring. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you.
Over 2.5 million airline passengers fly every day in the United States. Those passengers depend on reliable airplanes, and those planes need certified aircraft technicians. That's where you come in. We are the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, and we train tomorrow's technicians. We train our students hands-on with real aircraft, develop their skills, and prepare them for real jobs in the industry. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the average aircraft technician in the United States makes over $62,000 a year.
The job opportunity is there. The money is there.
If you want to work with your hands, it's a perfect place for you.
Call 800-798-3052.
I'm very impressed with the AIM curriculum. The school's keeping pace with the demands of the industry.
The potential for growth is astounding.
At the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, we train tomorrow's technicians.
800-798-3052. 800-798-3052.
Need some fresh air? Don't we all? Head to Lanier Islands with 1,500 acres of open land and 26 miles of shoreline. Explore woodland trails, perfect for walking, running, biking, and hiking. And their award-winning 18-hole lakeside golf course is the perfect place to practice your social distancing. You can even stay overnight in a fully equipped two-bedroom lake house with stunning water and woodland views. Plenty of room for the entire family. Learn more right now online. Check out my friends at LanierIslands.com.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Catch the king of college football no matter where you go with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Let's take the DeLorean back to... I'm going to say 1988. I've got the internet. I could have looked this up. I think it's 1988. And there is a very famous story involving Doug Williams, quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And it was the lead up. It was media day for Super Bowl 22. That part I know. So it would have been 88. And the question was, Doug, you've been a black quarterback all your life. It was a clumsy, sort of funny way for someone to set up the premise that you've been experiencing what I'm about to ask you your entire life. And while that was sort of a little chuckle moment, I always remember thinking, yeah, but what's behind it is true. Like the events of the last 2 weeks, all right, all white people, let's jump into this. All right, yeah, this is terrible. And then it's over for us at some point, or for an afternoon, or for a weekend, until we get kind of drawn back in. The goal is to not get drawn back into it. I saw somebody had posted a real poignant saying that part of me understanding is that I'll never truly, truly understand. And so our next guest, I'm talking football, and I got plenty of Longhorns to ask him about, but it would just be irresponsible not to use him as a resource for what's been going on for the past 2 weeks. I want to welcome on now, good friend of the program, that's absolutely true, from Yahoo. He's a Hall of Fame voter for the NFL as well. It's our good buddy Anwar Richardson. Anwar, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? How are you surviving quarantine? Are you back at work, or what's going on?
Yeah, last time we spoke, I was in the living room studio, but we're now back in the traditional studios, and we're staying safe, man. We're doing everything we can. I mask up every day when I'm in public. And I do want to talk to you about the Longhorns, but again, I mean, there's just too much that's been going on, and it's the same thing as Doug Williams. I mean, you've been black all your life, and then we get drawn into it every so often. And have you ever had that moment? It's like, it's nice that you're visiting, but I don't get to visit. This is my life, and it's been my life forever.
You know, it's interesting you say that. One time I was, had a conversation with my boss, and, we were talking. I said, hey, when you get pulled over, what do you think about? He said, well, you know, I think about how I can talk my way out of the ticket, how I can kind of finesse the police officers, and, you know, how I can just, you know, get out of there. And I said, you know what I think about? What I need to do in order to survive. What I need to do in order to, be able to go home to my family. Like, that's what I think about. And so when you talk about the differences of being to check out, that's kind of where there's other people who can say I view it in a certain way, and other people views it, you know, totally different. And some will say, okay, this is hyperbole, you're exaggerating, or so on and so forth. I can give you 4 of the quickest examples as possible. Young person driving next to a police officer, side by side. He then gets behind me and pulls me over. Says I was doing 46 in a 45, but more importantly, he wanted to let me know that my black ass should never drive past him. I have no right to think I was better than him by driving in front of him. Even though we were side by side, he continues to berate me for several minutes. Helping a friend move, moving things into a home, and we had to put some things in an outdoor storage unit. People call the cops because they think we're stealing. Cops come, dogs come, guns drawn, the whole nine, and you're worried for your life at that point.
Can I ask you, Anwar, how old are you?
I'm 46 years old now.
Okay, I'm 52, but I'm from Atlanta in the South. And when you said dogs, I mean, and this is so awful, but I immediately went to, you know, Visions of Birmingham and the German Shepherds and all that. And that was like, that's a real personal thing for me. You have that same, like, you mentioned the dogs. Is that the same level of personal thing to you?
I mean, you know, because I didn't experience that, you know, it does mean something.
Yeah,
and I think if you ever had, a gun drawn on you, and I've had, other, instances where I've been verbally attacked and things are different. And so, I think as we're talking to me, you asked me like kind of personal examples and this and that. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm a person that says all cops are bad. The only difference I'll say is, if you don't speak out as a police officer, then you're compliant, right? And so I think what's happened in the black community for so many years is we've always heard like, oh, well, there's good police officers out there. But if you're not speaking out and saying there's bad officers out there, then you're just as bad as the bad ones, you know? And so you look at that situation in Minneapolis, and I know we're going off track, but this has a lot to do with how a lot of black people are feeling, because you're getting athletes who are speaking out, and these are the reasons why they're speaking out. You look at that situation in Minneapolis, it wasn't the egregious part was the man putting the knee on someone's neck. The other egregious part was clearly you had other men who were arrested, were the cops that did nothing, that just stood by and allow a man to be murdered. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference between the experiences, and I think that's why you hear people speaking out and being more vocal and expressing themselves. And you hear it from athletes more, because I think athletes are at the point where they're just tired. They don't want to just be the people who go and entertain you, but you care nothing about their plight. You want the stick to sports kind of narrative to be there. And you and I grew up in a different era, but let me speak to today's era and today's generation, because you're in your 50s, I'm 46. Your grandparents grew up in an era of, racial segregation, right? They grew up in an era of the Klansmen and all these type of things, and nooses and hangings and this and that. My mother grew up with colored water fountains, and she's told me about all the things that she experienced. And, of course, I grew up in the 70s. I caught the tail end of that. These young athletes, 20, 21 years old, 18, 19, they don't know any of this stuff. That's history books for them. And so what you're seeing is a younger group of people who are not afraid to speak out, because they don't believe there's going to be a cross in their yard, right? They don't believe that someone's going to put a swastika on their driveway. And so you're seeing a group of young people that feel empowered, because they're like, hey, we don't have to deal with this crap. And by the way, we're not.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know Jamie Dukes or not, former lineman in the league.
Yes.
Okay.
I know he is. Yes.
Okay, yeah, Jamie told me one time, because we used to work Comcast together, and we were talking about a related topic, and he said, but for me, Chuck, he says, being black's not like a hotel. I can't check in and check out when I'm concerned about it. He's like, it's just constant. And you mentioned today's kids. I think it's a huge change as well that I saw Jim Harbaugh leading the march. I saw Tom Herman leading the march. I saw Eli Drinkwitz saying, hey, you want to march? Yeah, let's march down to the courthouse and register to vote. This is 180 degrees away from even like Anwar, I'll say 15 years ago, when you get out to the practice field and you keep your mouth shut or else you may be off this team. It is a totally different landscape in college athletics and in all athletics, but specifically college kids now.
It's different than 4 years ago when we have Colin Kaepernick. I mean, you think of the resistance that was occurring in the NFL as relates to kneeling and what that was about. Think of all the college programs that said, there's no way in hell our kids are going to do this, and we are not going to let them have a voice. I mean, that happened. But there's a movement that is so powerful right now that if you're against it, it becomes very revealing to you, and it becomes revealing of who you are and who your character is. And college coaches, have to acknowledge certain things. And I've kind of contemplated a little bit of it. And I'm like, I don't know if it's because of the transfer portal. But, you know, you if you are a college coach, you can't fake the funk. You can't be like Norville at FSU and say, hey, I sat down. I talked to all my guys
individually. Individual, back and forth, yeah.
And all this stuff. And you have a player close around. It's like, that's BS. That never happens. You and I both know that would never happen 4 or 5 years ago. You would never see that there's kids that are empowered, that are emboldened. But there's been so many things that have happened in such a short period of time. And, Chuck, you got to also realize, too, you have a group of kids and a group of athletes who haven't really been able to focus in on practicing and their sport in a long time. They've been able to sit at home. They've been able to digest what's on television. They've been able to see Ahmaud Arbery. They've been able to see the Central Park incident. They've been able to see what happened in Louisville with the cops coming in and shooting, an innocent person and, of course, taking their husband and their. They've been able to see what happened here with George Floyd. They've been able to see this and digest this. They haven't been able to go to practice. They haven't been able to get distracted. They haven't been able to go to parties and do some of the things that, yeah. that normally isolates them. They've been able to focus singularly on one issue, and because they've been able to focus in on that, I think that's another contributing factor as to why you're hearing young men speak up.
Well, Anwar, I insist on, pretending that things are normal, at least a little bit. So I am going to ask you a football question, and it goes back to running backs, and you and Todd talk running backs every single time. I'm going to give you a condition here. Don't talk about pass protection. If it's just the running game, I think I like the Texas offensive line, especially at left tackle there. But suddenly the running back room, there's a lot of good options, including a true freshman in Bijan Robinson.
There is. And by the way, this is the funny part of the beginning of our conversation when you talked about being able to transition from one world into the other. And I'll transition into football, and we're definitely going to talk running back. But when I hang up the phone, I still have to go back into my world, and it can't always be running backs. You understand?
Yeah.
So when we talk about running backs, Keontae Ingram, he's the guy that rushed for nearly 1,000 yards last year. And he is a guy that they have high hopes for. And, of course, he's not going to have a lot of practice time. But, hasn't had a lot of chance to get a lot of miles on their body. And they have a 5-star running back by the name of Bijan Robinson coming in from Arizona. And so they'll be able to kind of have a 1-2 punch. They won't have a ton behind them. They have Roschon Johnson, who was a converted quarterback, who was really, really solid at running back for them last year. But they will be able to have at least three guys in the rotation, with Keontae being the starter, especially with, when football practice gets jumping back again, your ones are going to have to get the majority of the reps. Like, you can't afford to say, hey, I'm going to get a lot of twos and work, because these guys are going to basically come in at mid-July. They're going to have 2 weeks of conditioning and then 4 weeks of getting ready for the regular season. There won't be a lot of time for tinkering. Won't be a lot of movement up and down the depth chart. What you see is what you're going to get. And so I expect Keontae Ingram to kind of be the number one guy, with Bijan and Roschon filling in after that.
All right, one more question before I let you run, and it's about Keontae Ingram. I have a bias. Whenever I see a back, like, he crosses into what we call, hey, he's a bigger back, or he starts looking fullbackish, when you get to, like, 235, 240, I stop expecting you to have soft hands. I think Keontae Ingram can catch the ball a little bit. I think I saw that last year.
You did see that. Now, you did see, unfortunately, what happened in LSU, which was a drop that was a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that was unfortunate for him, and that really messed with his mind. And there were some battles after that. But look, if he can continue to progress and continue to study under Stan Drayton, who was the former coach of Ezekiel Elliott when he was at Ohio State, if he can continue to progress, then he could be a really good back. Will he be top notch? Will he be the elite? I don't know. I think that's asking a lot. But if he's I think for him, if he could give you like that, 1,200 yards, somewhere in that 8-10 touchdown, ratio. Got to get over 5 yards to carry. That was his goal last year. I think he finished with like 4.7. If he can finish with over 5 yards to carry, that ends up being a really solid season for him.
Anwar Richardson, verbal fist bump, brother. I appreciate your time as always.
Y'all take care.
All right, Anwar from Yahoo, he's an NFL writer there. Also covers UT football for Orange Bloods and Rivals, which is all, that big network of sites and everything there. So appreciate Anwar's time as ever. Texas, I don't know if they're like year-end video is going to be greatness delayed. Like that the 2019 season, we said it was going to be 19. It was 2020. When you have a dynamic quarterback, and if you remember, I did put out the caveat, Anwar, you can't talk about pass protection because I ain't so sure about that. But as far as Sam Ehlinger, you've got a dynamic quarterback and you've got an offensive line that can mash people up front in the ground game, as well as probably three running backs you feel really good about. And I'm projecting for a true freshman, but I'm also not going to include Daniel Young, who's a senior and is good enough. If he was your starter, you'd be looking around going, we need a new start. But he's not. He may be the third or fourth back. So you've got a lot of good choices back there. But again, as well as like the war daddy there, Keontae Ingram, who's a big – I bet he's 235. And yeah, I'm not going to say he's, you know, the short squat kid's like 5'9 or anything. Because he's not. He's bigger than that. But he has the definite look of like trending towards fullback-ish. But good hands, tough runner, and behind that offensive line, and with Ehlinger there, I'm really intrigued. But I was intrigued last year and then lost five games. So they made me look silly. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap up Hour 1 next.
Auto Accident Help Desk is a marketing agency connecting callers with attorneys. Providers pay a fee for advertising services.
I love getting my kids ready and driving them to school.
But a careless driver can change your life in an instant. And insurance companies want to settle on the cheap. Auto Accident Help Desk connects victims with powerful lawyers. They fight for you.
I called Auto Accident Help Desk and got help for my pain and suffering.
Don't let an insurance company take advantage of you. Our attorneys fight and beat big insurance every day.
Call 800-681-5644. 800-681-5644.
If you've been injured in an automobile accident in the last 6 months, you owe it to yourself to make this free call with no obligation. We're available 24/7 to help you get the money you deserve for your pain and suffering. Auto Accident Help Desk helps accident victims like you every day.
Call 800-681-5644. 800-681-5644. That's 800-681-5644.
Right now, we all want to focus on what matters most. And with SunTrust Advantage Checking, you can rest assured knowing the security of your account, card, and ID is our top priority. We provide debit card controls that let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. We also provide free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian, so you can feel secure and supported. Go to SunTrust.com/advantage to open an account today. SunTrust, now Truist. Member FDIC.
Need some fresh air? Don't we all? Head to Lanier Islands with 1,500 acres of open land and 26 miles of shoreline. Explore woodland trails, perfect for walking, running, biking, and hiking. And their award-winning 18-hole lakeside golf course is the perfect place to practice your social distancing. You can even stay overnight in a fully equipped two-bedroom lake house with stunning water and woodland views. Plenty of room for the entire family. Learn more right now online. Check out my friends at LanierIslands.com.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Building relationships during recovery from mental and substance use disorders can put the strength of family and community behind you. We're all connected, offering encouragement, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past the turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the King of College Football, Chuck Oliver, presented by Synovus, the bank of here.
I would be telling you a lie if I told you I knew exactly what was going to be happening in the stadium in the fall. But I can tell you it's more positive than it was. And whatever we do will be having the safety of our athletes, our coaches, and our fans in mind first and foremost.
Phil Fulmer, the big orange caravan. I have covered that for years and years and years and years and years. Previously, they would send out all the coaches, like it would be Derek Dooley and, trying to remember, Konzo Martin and Pat Summitt, as a matter of fact. I was at a couple of those. But they would send the three head coaches from those sports out on the road in the summer. And they're doing it virtually this year. And so that was Athletic Director Phil Fulmer. He's been on Big Orange Caravans before himself. But Phil Fulmer speaking virtually and talking about the return to campus and the policies and how they're going to do it. And they're smart folks at UT. Just like there's smart folks at Missouri and University of Minnesota and all around. And so at Tennessee and Missouri and Minnesota and everywhere else, they have their version at Ball State, at wherever. They've got their version of the rejoining campus process, the protocol. They've got their version of the, all right, well, you tested positive protocol. And so they're going to go through it. And he was saying that. He's like, I can't tell you if it's going to work. I don't know how the process overall, any of it, any specific. But we've done the best we can, and now we're getting information in from all of these different schools. And it's going to be very, very valuable as we get, again, even more of the kids back. And then you're approaching, middle of July when you're going to start a couple of extra weeks of intense training and conditioning and such. And then the actual practices you have. So there's a Mount Everest to get over. But just keep paying attention is what the schools are doing and get what they can from other examples and then go on from there. Kirby Smart is facing another big challenge. In addition to coronavirus and everything else going on, I think he's facing the biggest adjustment, I think, of any coach in college football this year. Because here is truth, and there's no escaping it. The surest way to a championship in today's college football, it's putting 40 on the guy each Saturday. That's just it. If you look at last year, for instance, and I'm just bringing up numbers here, okay? Last year's leaders in scoring offense, bottom line, what it is, LSU, Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, UCF, Oklahoma. Now, if my memory holds, I had to go down to the sixth spot in the rankings to find all four playoff teams. The top six scoring offenses in football last year, they included all four playoff teams. Well, who else crashed the party? Well, Alabama was in there. They scored 47 a game. And UCF was in there. So you're talking double-digit win seasons for all six as well as all four playoff teams. If you look conversely at defense, it's a little different story. Now, at the top, you got the Blue Bloods. It's Clemson, Georgia, and Ohio State. That's outstanding. That's two of the playoff teams. All right, well, let's keep going and get the rest of the playoff teams. San Diego State, Iowa, Utah, Penn State, Florida, Oregon, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Are we there yet? Kentucky, Auburn, Notre Dame, Alabama, Baylor. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Because after the UAB Blazers, I see the LSU Tigers. And after the Indiana Hoosiers, who are on the total team defense, the points allowed list, okay? I see the Oklahoma Sooners one spot behind the Indiana Hoosiers, who are one spot behind the BYU Cougars, who are behind Memphis, who are behind Louisiana Tech, who are behind a bad Virginia Tech team by their standards, an awful Northwestern outfit, Temple, Marshall, etc. They're behind all these teams. Where did Oklahoma wind up again last year? What was their fourth? Oh, yeah, they got a playoff game, didn't they? It's almost like you see those like in a movie where somebody, you know, clergyman picks up Satan, burst into flames. All right, that is my attitude towards running the ball and playing defense. And so when I'm looking at my computer and I'm saying that nothing in today's football at the college level backs up run the ball and play defense. Nothing backs it up. I'm expecting my computer to burst into flames. Clearly Satan's in there, because if you don't run the ball and play defense, then that's the course of your life. LSU, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, UCF, Oklahoma. At that point, I have exhausted the entire search. And with Kirby Smart, he should clue in on this. So I say that the big problem here is that Kirby's facing this huge adjustment, because you got to score, 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 score. It's proven. It's not a discussion. It's not an argument. You got to score, put 40 on them every Saturday. That's how you're going to win a title. If the goal is to win a title, you got to do that. The bigger problem is that's not what UGA sets out to do. It's not their approach. Kirby needs to step out of his philosophy-setting role on any sort of day-to-day basis, and trust that his declaration of his offensive philosophy needs to be, I hired this guy, I'm going to trust him to do what I hired him for.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Over 2.5 million airline passengers fly every day in the United States. Those passengers depend on reliable airplanes, and those planes need certified aircraft technicians. That's where you come in. We are the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, and we train tomorrow's technicians. We train our students hands-on with real aircraft, develop their skills, and prepare them for real jobs in the industry. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the average aircraft technician in the United States makes over $62,000 a year.
The job opportunity is there. The money is there.
If you want to work with your hands, it's a perfect place for you.
Call 800-798-3052.
I'm very impressed with the AIM curriculum. The school's keeping pace with the demands of the industry.
The potential for growth is astounding.
At the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, we train tomorrow's technicians.
800-798-3052. 800-798-3052.